What's up, Trainiacs? Triathlon Taren here with another edition of the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast, where I answer your triathlon questions 5 days a week. Today's question comes from Jeff, and it's about getting a power meter or an indoor smart trainer. What should you get first? Before we get to that question, I'd like to thank today's sponsor, as we have had for the last little while, Aon Insurance, which is a new type of insurance specifically for Canadian triathletes. Now, one of the things that they cover that is very new that hasn't been available in traditional riders that you could add on to your house insurance policy that is specifically for triathletes is canceled race expenses. So whether the race gets canceled before you leave, or let's say you even get to the race, as often happens in a number of Ironmans, the more that they have these things all over the world, you can get up to $1,000 of your race entry covered so that you can go and enter another race. Now, in addition to that, you've got stolen bike insurance, you've got trip cancellation insurance. If you're sick or even before the race and you can't go, that could potentially be covered. Broken bike insurance during travel and emergency medical expenses add it all up. And it's still just a fraction of what traditional bike insurance added on to your house costs. Very good deal. Check out aontriathlete.com. That's aontriathlete.com. Let's get to today's question.
Hey, Taren, it's Jeff from BC. I've been really digging your stuff, paying attention to it as much as I can and listening to it on my long commutes to the pool. It's about an hour and a half each way. I had a question about power meters. So I'm pretty new into triathlon. I've done a few sprints several years ago. I'm getting back to it. Hopefully, I'm going to do some long course stuff in the next couple of years, but not yet. I'm not ready for that yet. With power meters, what do you think is a better buy first? Pedals like the P1s or the Vector 3s, or even just a power meter for my bike, or a smart trainer with power meter, something I can hook up to Zwift or whatever and be able to do all my different training sessions on the trainer. But then if I go outdoors on the bike, I don't necessarily have power until I'm able to afford that later, because power meters are expensive. Anyways, thanks for all your help. Thanks for everything that you do. And I love the show.
Thanks for your question, Jeff. I think that this is probably one of the most legitimate ones out there, especially with the cost of power meters coming down into the anywhere from $200 to somewhere around $1,500, $1,600 for a vast majority of them. And basically the same cost for an indoor smart trainer. And indoor smart trainers with Zwift and Trainer Road becoming so very purposeful for triathlon training. It's a real legitimate question. What are you going to get a better return on your dollar for as far as speed and enjoyment of training goes? So I have a fairly, I would say, opinionated opinion about this. And I will give a definitive answer about how I think that people should approach it. If you are someone who spends a lot of time riding indoors and you find riding indoors tough to do, then an indoor smart trainer is by far a better purchase than a power meter. And there's a few reasons for that. Number one, you get yourself an indoor smart trainer that communicates with Zwift. All of a sudden, you're going to be so much more motivated to get out there and bike consistently for long periods of time. Personally, in the winter of 2016 and 2017, I had a really hard time getting motivated to spend long hours on the trainer, no matter what I put on TV, no matter what music I had, just sitting there and suffering and cranking out hour after hour on the trainer was completely unenjoyable, which I found added to my stress response, and it made me feel more beat up and less fresh for all of my other training. Hop on Zwift for the winter of 2017 and 2018, and all of a sudden I'm rejuvenated. I enjoy getting on the trainer. I look forward to it. I want to go and test out new courses and Zwift expansions as they come out. So it's not just getting me on the trainer more, it's making that time more enjoyable, and then it makes the time outside of the trainer time also more enjoyable. You'll also have power on the trainer. So in my case, where I'm indoors for at least 4 months of the year, and now going to be indoors for even more of those rides because it's more enjoyable, even in the summer when it's a little bit nasty out or I want to just get a workout done really quickly, I'll be on the trainer more. That time that I spend on the trainer, let's call it, even just be conservative and say a third of the time will be on the trainer, I'm going to already have power from the trainer, and you would if you have a smart trainer. Now, you will get that enjoyable indoor riding and power. You get both of those with a smart trainer, but with a power meter, all you get is power, which you already have indoors, and you get it outdoors, but you don't get an enjoyable riding experience indoors. So if we're looking at like the grid of, is it enjoyable? Yes or no. Do you have power? Yes or no. All the indoor riding is enjoyable and you have power. The outdoor riding, you do not have power, but it's still enjoyable. Look at it the other way with a power meter. In my opinion, all of your indoor riding is not enjoyable. Do you have power on indoor riding? Yes, which is basically the same thing as if you have a smart trainer, and your outdoor riding, still enjoyable, but you're going to have power. However, that box that is checked by having power outside, in my opinion, is less of a concern, because when you're outside, you're getting a lot of stimulus from the road vibrations, from the wind, from pack tactics, from long endurance rides, and perceived exertion and heart rate can accomplish a lot of the things that you want to accomplish on outdoor riding, whereas indoors should be a little bit more specific. But outdoors, you can get pretty close with heart rate and perceived exertion. In addition to that, to wrap this all up, heart rate at the early stages of training is much, much more beneficial than power. Power is almost too complicated for somebody that's just getting back into the sport or just getting into the sport like you. It's much more simple. It also accounts for things like sickness, like injury. And if you aren't yet able to feel out your body and feel that, oh, you know, today I should probably back off a little bit because I'm a little bit injured, I'm a little bit sick, or you're feeling good and you want to push yourself, heart rate training basically does that for you. By using heart rate and using perceived exertion on the days where you're feeling like piss and vinegar, have at it. Your heart rate isn't going to hold you back and your perceived exertion isn't either. Vice versa when you're sick. However, when you end up incorporating power, it's very easy to overtrain because you might just be saying, well, I need to hit this number no matter what, because that's what my FTP is and that's the percentage of the FTP and that's what coach writes down. And if you could feel better, there is no real indication, unless you are familiar with training with power, to go harder. Or if you're sick, there's no indication that you should back it off. So I would very strongly encourage you at this point in your career, especially if you're somebody that does a lot of riding indoors, to get yourself a smart trainer. I am a huge fan of them. I think that Zwift is an absolute game changer, and getting a really good smart trainer that communicates with Zwift is going to make athletes immensely faster, better, healthier, because that indoor training is going to be a lot more purposeful, a lot more enjoyable, and it's going to supplement your overall training volume. So I hope that this helps you out, Jeff. I know some excellent power meters and indoor trainers out there for you. If anyone wants to get their question answered here on the Trainee Ask podcast, go to triathlonterran.com/trainee-ask, record your question there. Also, a thank you to today's sponsor, TriCover Insurance by Aon. Canadian triathletes can go check them out at aontriathlete.com. That's A-O-N triathlete.com. While you are recording for the Trainee Ask podcast on the website, check us out at free resources. You click on that by going top left. We have over a half a dozen free downloadable supplements to help you out with your training. Finally, if you're digging these podcasts, the best compliment you can give us is a review on iTunes. It really helps us get discovered there. So thank you, Jeff, and we'll catch everyone in the next episode. Thank you.